This is Jesse Goldberg Strassler, now sitting down with a man wearing enemy colors, but I'm biased towards him. It's a right-handed pitcher for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Adam Dominick. Adam, first, let's go back a couple of years. You and I were together with the Windy City Thunderbolts, Frontier League champions in 2008. Since then, you played for the Midwest League Sliders, you played for the Oakland County Cruisers. What was life in the independent leagues like after that first year out of college for you?
Definitely a lot more moving around, a lot of travel. I think when we went to Midwest, they didn't have a home field too much, so we were on the road all the time. We had like 20-game road trips, maybe like a 4-game road homestand at like a rented field. So it was a lot different than that with the Thunderbolts.
They had to rent fields?
Yeah, we would rent like park and rec fields sometimes and play there, and then they get rained out. But yeah, it was definitely interesting being on the road all the time. It definitely helped you out with just being a mental game.
What was the craziest thing you had to experience in independent ball?
Craziest thing would probably be just the bus rides, just, you know, how long they are. It's a lot longer than it is, I think, in this league where, you know, we had 10-hour bus rides or so. And, I mean, what's the longest we have in this one? I think it's like 6, maybe?
Something like that.
7, depending on where you're at. But just the bus we had was one of the old, like, silver bullet buses, and it just, I think we had a governor on it, so it wouldn't even go anywhere. We'd go up the hill, and we'd have semis passing us and honking at us and everything, and then just, like, little scuffles with the bus driver, I guess, where we'd have to pull over, and then they have to figure it out because he's going the wrong way or whatnot. But I think just dealing with all the adversity that, you know, happened with, you know, being on the road all the time and not having, sometimes we'd have to, I don't know, just deal with a lot of stuff with meal money-wise and getting everything ordered in because you're always on the road, so don't really have a home base to just kind of settle down and get, you know, refreshed with.
Did you ever come close to losing faith that you would get to affiliated ball?
I mean, it's always a dream of everybody that I think plays as baseball is wanting to be in affiliated, a chance to move up and everything and get to, you know, the chance to have a shot in the majors. But, I mean, I play it for the love of the game. It's a great game. I love competing. I love, you know, that's why I pitch. I love being that one-on-one, you know, challenge with the hitter and just going after him and having nobody else, like, around to control it. It's just as you, the hitter, and then, I mean, you don't really need the umpire too much. It's just, if you can make him swing and miss, then it's fine. But I guess I never really lost faith too much.
How did you come to get signed by the Padres?
Actually, with Windy City, Bill Brick Jr. was there. He was the pitching coach the next year after 2008. And then I was with them for 3/4 of the season. And then he was telling me his dad, Bill Brick Sr., who was with the Padres, now he's with the Diamondbacks, I believe. He was like starting to get incorporated with the league and starting to look at more of the kids in the league. And I think he got, like, you know, some players like Nick Hall signed or something like that the year before. And then when I got traded over there, I guess they did like a little post-season workout thing there, and I missed it. And the next year that he came back and saw me pitch against Windy City when I was with Oakland County, and he, you know, talked to my parents and, you know, talked to Billy and was like, hey, we're going to give you a tryout and stuff. So this last October I went down to Arizona and had a tryout with them, and, you know, I ended up doing good enough to get signed.
Apparently. So here you are with Fort Wayne. What was your spring training like?
It was warm. It was really nice. They have a really, really nice setup down there. They treat everybody really well, and it's really cool to just see. You know, it's not really segregated between, like, the MLB guys and the minor league guys, where we all kind of eat together. We all kind of have, you know, are around each other a lot, except, you know, locker rooms, and they play and practice in their own fields. But it's really nice to just, you know, be in there with all those guys that, you know, love the game as much as you, and it doesn't matter, like, I mean, it doesn't matter what sign bonuses or anything like that. It's just as everybody's there to compete for whatever, for their job, and to have fun with it and make a team. And then once you get to the team, it's kind of like, all right, now let's settle down, you know, form that chemistry, and then get through it. But it was a really nice experience.
Was there anyone with the Padres, whether retired, whether a coach, organizational, or maybe a player, who it meant a lot to you to meet?
It definitely, I didn't know it at the time because I closed up for this team. And I didn't know what my role was down in spring training, but Trevor Hoffman came up and talked to all the pitchers and stuff. So it was really cool to just kind of see his mental aspect of the game and how he went through and how he got through his great career and just little tips in here and there. And then, you know, I took it more as a reliever, and then, like, I didn't really think of it as so much a closer, you know. And now, like, here, I'm kind of thinking, all right, you know, there's been times where I haven't thrown, like, for 5 days, and I'm like, all right, trying to think, and I, you know, find myself thinking back to what he said about how he stays sharp and how he, you know, does, you know, his stuff to, you know, to keep fresh and keep sharp so that he can be out there and still do well in the mound.
Speaking with Adam Dominick, right-hander for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and their closer, and this is a Tin Caps team with other players from the independent leagues. You've got Jake Blackwood at third base, Dan Killian behind the plate, Andrew Werner, tonight's starter. Does that mean anything that you can compare stories with them?
I actually played with Killian in Oakland County. So he was with the Nationals and he got released and was with us for the half of the year. And then Werner played, you know, he played for Winnie City.
That's right.
But he played for Evansville the year before, and I actually faced him in an at-bat. And I always give him, you know, a hard time for it because he threw me a bunch of curveballs for it. And I
didn't challenge you.
Yeah. And so I give him a ton of heat for it. But and then Blackwood, you know, he played independent ball this last year, but he was with the Rockies, I guess, for 3 years before that, and he's a great ball player, so he's doing really well here. But, I mean, it was definitely special because out of that tryout that we went to, we had 5 guys signed, and 4 of them made teams, so it was really nice. And actually 5 of them, another guy, Dustin Pease, he played for Winnie City as well the next year. He also made another team too, so it was really nice to just see how, you know, you can go from that independent ball and get noticed and then be able to get picked up and know that you can still play at this level and, you know, have a chance to move up.
And here you are doing well too as the closer for Fort Wayne. Do you have any expectations, any goals for the rest of this year?
I don't know, we're taking things game by game. I guess, like, we're not trying to look too far.
It's a little cliche, but
yeah,
it's the way it goes.
It's a long season. It's definitely a lot longer than independent ball, where I think this is 144 games.
140, yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely a lot longer, and I'm hoping that, you know, we can get in a little streak here. We're kind of, you know, going up and down on a roller coaster right now, so I'm hoping that things will get going well. But we have a really good attitude in the clubhouse and everything, and it's just, I think things will turn around really quick for us, and, you know, it's like baseball. You're going to have ups and downs and everything. It just doesn't matter how long you can ride that up. So, I mean, Fort Wayne, the last 2 years they've had great teams here, so we're hoping to, you know, keep that tradition moving on and finish strong.
And on the nice thing, too, no more road team. You've got these beautiful facilities here. You're a long way from where you've been. Adam Dominick, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldbrick-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.